Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of structures have been destroyed by a fast-moving wildfire in California's Sonoma County. More than 1,000 firefighters are battling the Kincade Fire. It broke out on Wednesday night, quickly spreading because of the high winds. Cal Fire's latest numbers show that it's consumed 16,000 acres, but it's only 5% contained. A one-time ally of President Trump's who's become more and more outspoken about his decisions is televangelist Pat Robertson, who now says Trump's troop pullout from Syria is like Neville Chamberlain's appeasement of Hitler, and it won't end well, says Robertson.
I promise you, as I'm sitting here right now, Russia is going to come against us, Turkey's going to come against us, China's going to come against us.
This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Chicago public school students missing day 7 of classes because of a teacher's strike. Union Chief of Staff Jennifer Johnson says she's still hoping the teachers will be back at the classrooms by Monday after a pretty good day at the bargaining table yesterday.
We're still working through our conversations around some of the key issues like class size and staffing, like pay for our experienced educators, like paraprofessional pay. And then there's still lots of little details.
The late U.S. Representative Elijah Cummings about to be laid to rest in Baltimore this morning. The Democrat died last Thursday at 68 from complications from longstanding health issues. The funeral in Baltimore comes after visitors poured into the U.S. Capitol yesterday to pay their respects to the lawmaker and civil rights activist who was the first African-American to ever lie in state at the Capitol. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Vice President Mike Pence takes a swipe at the NBA. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Vice President Mike Pence is speaking out about the NBA's relationship with China.
When American corporations, professional sports, pro athletes embrace censorship, it's not just wrong, it's un-American.
Speaking at an event in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, the vice president didn't stop there.
Some of the NBA's biggest players and owners who routinely exercise their freedom to criticize this country lose their voices when it comes to the freedom and rights of the people of China.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In other news, a new national poll out finds one of the Democrats running for president, who's been ahead in many recent surveys, again losing ground. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
In the latest Quinnipiac University national poll, it finds Senator Elizabeth Warren with 28% support to Joe Biden with 21% now. The university polling analyst is Mary Snow, and she explains...
It's not as though this this poll is reflecting a big gain for Senator Elizabeth Warren. She actually was down slightly from last week's poll. What it reflects is a 6-point slip for Joe Biden since a week ago.
The poll leaves Bernie Sanders at 15%. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, hey, we always love to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent. You can drop me an email. It comes to me direct, NSA approved, by the way. So no fear there. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is the assistant professor of politics at Hillsdale College, and we're going to be talking about the Constitution and the chaos that we're being exposed to, brought to you by these government officials that we're paying good money. Professor Carrington, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, but like most Americans, a bit frustrated at this chaos that we're looking at out of the Beltway. You know, it's cast aside the rule of law and things that are fair and right. There just seems to be a fact pattern here that is being employed by one party, and what seems to be loud and clear here is that they're abandoning the rule of law, some constitutional principles, unless we're misreading something.
Well, I think that one thing we've got to keep in mind with the process of impeachment so far is I think they're trying to have it two ways. And the way I think they're trying to have it two ways is there's actually nothing against the House rules with having private depositions, for example, that Schiff's committee is doing. And Democrats and Republicans are participating in those. But the only reason that is legitimate is twofold. One, if you don't leak about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're leaking left and right, which is undermines the very reason you would have private depositions. And the other is, I think, if you do this without any public hearing, and I think they've been kind of pushed into that. We'll see if they stick to it. Mm-hmm. But I think those are two things that are cause for worry in how this process is playing out and kind of undermines even the rules that they're following.
Well, some of the Democrats, to your point, have said, well, this is like, you know, a grand jury proceeding. Well, grand juries don't leak, do they?
Exactly. And that's where I think there's something to be done for having private depositions as one step of the process. And that happened in the Clinton impeachment. That happened in the beginnings of the Nixon impeachment. But as you said, the whole point of that is that they stay private and that they lead to then public hearings where the president's defenders and his lawyers will then have a say and give the American public some chance to weigh what the evidence is. And I think that's where they're going to have to hold their feet to the fire and make sure they do that and hold their feet to the fire on these leaks, which I think undermines the whole advantage of how they're conducting things so far.
Of course, what adds to the problem is this has been going on
from day one. I mean, the president is walking down Pennsylvania Avenue to give his inaugural speech, and the signs are up, you know, impeach him. We've got elected elected officials, elected congresswomen, you know, we're going to go and impeach the MFer, she says. And I mean, the disdain and lack of civility has just been disgusting, and it's wearing out, you know, Main Street America all over this country.
And I think we now live in a time where our politics, and it's worse on some sides than others, their goal isn't to out-argue the other side. It's to utterly delegitimize and throw out the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of trying to defeat the president in 2017, 2018, and now through appeals to the American people and arguing about policies, arguing about immigration, arguing about abortion or other issues important to voters, there's this idea of wanting to throw the person out. And I think that comes from, again, and I'm sure you brought this up on your show, the not being able to accept the outcome of the 2016 election either. Mm-hmm. And that is a serious issue when we aren't willing to accept a process unless it ends up being the outcome that we wanted. I mean, the last time that happened on a horrific scale was the Civil War.
Mm-hmm,
and that's
exactly
where we need to uphold the legitimacy of elections, regardless of whether we like the outcome.
Well, Professor Carrington, at the core of this, what you suggest is this cancel culture that has permeated and has gotten a grip of the American psyche, and it's definitely turned into a form of weaponization. I have called it the spirit of invalidation. It has raised its ugly head, and it continues to even add heads, you know, and you keep thinking sooner or later it's going to be lopped off. I was a little bit encouraged here recently with all the controversy that went on regarding China and the NBA, and it took someone like Shaquille O'Neal to say, hey, look, we're a country of free speakers, you know, we believe in the First Amendment, and we're going to keep speaking our mind because that's what we do. Tough luck. And even Charles Barkley had to kind of tuck tail a little bit off that answer.
I was stunned that if you told me Charles Barkley would not be critical of China and that Shaquille O'Neal would be the one to stick his neck out in defense of freedom, I wouldn't have guessed if you gave me the choice between one of those two. And I think it does show the shallowness of what some people are calling woke capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
This capitalism that is supposed to be married to a sort of political agenda and that's supposed to be willing to be brave, quote unquote, in favor of that political agenda. I think what you really see here is that when push comes to shove, the bottom line is what they really still want, and that it sort of exposes that these people aren't as principled as they like to make themselves out to be.
Well, the former senator from New Jersey, Robert Torricelli, I think said it quite aptly the other day when he stated that impeachment is something that should be very rare and carefully dealt with. He is concerned the way the Democrats have chosen to proceed with this, because at the basis of all you know, considerations for any kind of impeachment, to get it out of the political realm, I mean, there has to be a crime. I mean, you know, they liken what is going on with Donald Trump as something, you know, and we're going back to the Russian collusion suggestion and hunt that we were on for over 2 years that cost the people over $70 million. You know, they were claiming that this was worse than Watergate. And I'm going, worse in as much as that you've got to turn yourself upside down to somehow indict the victim of all the collusion that took place. It wasn't Donald Trump that did it. This was done to Donald Trump. That would be like, you know, if you follow the same logic, it's like what you would do is ignore what Richard Nixon did and go after McGovern, right?
I think that a thing you're pointing to by bringing in the Russian investigation is one massive credibility problem that the Democrats are struggling with is that they've been looking for something to impeach the president on all along, and that that is undermining even this attempt at an investigation, because it's hard to take what they're doing in good faith. It's hard to take that this process isn't overtly partisan. And, you know, the founders did know it would be partisan, but at the same time, the idea is that the lawmakers, while partisan, would still be responsible. And I think you're seeing a breakdown of where partisanship can overwhelm even the attempt to have some fairness and clarity as far as the actual question of what's an impeachable offense and whether it's been committed.
Adam Carrington is with us, the assistant professor of politics at Hillsdale College. We've got more from him after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. 588-7578, or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise: nutrition that really works.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Just another Spanish love song. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new romance.
Bill Martinez live.
Everybody's going off the deep end.
America, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Adam Carrington, the assistant professor of politics at Hillsdale College, continues. Professor, you wrote in a recent article, to impeach or not to impeach, either way, we need to trust our imperfect Constitution, right?
Exactly, and I know that might be hard at this point, but I will say that it's been through even more than what we've dealt with right now. And I tried in that article to say that no impeachment process could ever be perfect because the human beings involved in it are not going to be perfect. But I think in the end, our Constitution did a pretty good job of dealing with all the potential pitfalls and produced a process that, again, won't be perfect, but will, it shows their genius to deal with the downfalls of human nature.
Well, it's foundational, and it offers stability. I mean, this is what we have because we've abandoned the tenets of constitutional principles. We're in a bit of chaos as a result of that, are we not?
Yes, and I think that is a problem that's much more beyond this process. And by the way, I think the fact that impeachment itself only takes a majority of the House, while removal takes two-thirds of the Senate, was the founders recognizing that this process could get out of hand and that you need a supermajority that sort of guarantees that any removal would be bipartisan. But again, I think our whole Constitution is based on the premise of the rule of law, mm-hmm. that men are subject to laws passed by their own consent, not that they are going to manipulate the rules to do what they want with them. And the moment you start to get away from that, you move from a free government to an unfree government, the kind of thing that we were trying to escape and the kind of thing we celebrate escaping every July 4th.
Exactly. And as you write in this article, under our Constitution, impeachment is a formal accusation made by the House of Representatives. Any such accusation, once made by a majority of the House, goes to the Senate. That body then conducts a trial of these charges, voting on whether to convict the president of them. If two-thirds or more vote to convict, as you said, the president is removed from office. But right now, we're in a bucket of gum because what seems to be argued here are not the issues. It has to do more with process.
Right, and I think that in some ways I think both sides have been a little guilty of maybe overemphasizing process, and when I say overemphasizing, I think it's very important to make sure the process is fair, but I think also what the American people need to hear also is an articulation of what actually is being accused and whether we think that it's an impeachable offense, and I think mm-hmm. that's where there needs to be a public element to it, because the public element is the people's representatives are making this decision. The people themselves need to have some role in weighing it and letting their representatives know whether they think this process is fair and whether they think the substance of it is actually there. Is there a there?
Exactly. And beyond that, it's just the time. I mean, in previous impeachments, pretty much there was a crime, declared and decided upon, and it was written out. And here, in this particular case, as I said, from Inauguration Day, they've been on a mission to impeach. Articles of impeachment were actually filed, almost immediately in the first couple of months of the, by Al Gore. Green in the first couple of months of the president's initial administration here. So, it's just like this has been going on and on, and if it's not Russian collusion, then now maybe it's Ukraine, and heaven help us if we end up with a re-election of Donald Trump and a re-election of Nancy Pelosi and the control of the House once again and the Democrats. I mean, we got four more years of this insanity.
Well, and I'll say, I think part of this is, you were talking about larger breakdowns, and I think an unexplored problem here is the fact that Congress doesn't really do its job much anymore. Congress has really given away its lawmaking power that the Constitution gave it to bureaucrats that do most of the regulating. And then the question becomes, if you're not actually passing laws like the Constitution says you should be doing, what are you going to do? How are you going to fill your time? And I think part of this is that the the legislative branch, especially when it's of the opposite party, especially when it's the Democrats at this point, really fill that void by trying to investigate and in this case, delegitimize their political opponents in the other branch.
Mm-hmm. Well, you bring up a good point here, and this is something that we have recently brought up as well, Professor, and that is that you've got the legislative body getting out of its lane and really challenging, after all is said and done, the separation of powers. I mean, they seem to be wanting to checkmate the executive branch here, and that's a whole nother constitutional issue, is it not?
Yes. If you read the founders, they said, the very definition of tyranny, or the very road that will inevitably lead to tyranny, is if you combine two or more of the powers that the Constitution has separated. That if you put legislative and executive together, executive and judicial, or any other combination, that leads to tyranny, and that's why they wanted to separate them out. And I think part of this is just strange, because if you read the founders, they actually said the legislative branch is supposed to be the most powerful, that mm-hmm. the ones who make law are more powerful than the others, yet it seems that Congress has an identity crisis and really just wishes it was the president. And strange thing that
good
I think
point.
The founders would look at and not quite understand why they're doing this.
Well, you might question all three branches. I mean, look what's going on in the judiciary. I mean, the president tries to enact something. We get an activist district court judge invalidating, in a sense, 63 million votes of the people. And you go, wait a minute, you got to be kidding me. I mean, some regional district judge can cancel an executive order? That's quite interesting.
Yes, I think you, and really I think you see the two branches that have asserted themselves and sort of filled the gap with Congress is the executive and is the judiciary. So
mm-hmm.
the executives are issuing more executive orders than ever. The President Obama did this a lot. And then you've got the courts that are many of them, especially at the lower court level, not recognizing that their job is to apply the law and the Constitution, not to make it themselves. And I think that, again, this goes back to Civics 101, understanding what the separation of powers are, and I think that that is something that is disconcerting when even those who are operating those don't seem to have the education they need in it.
Professor, is the core of this, the dynamic tension that exists still, is the idea that, I mean, it's almost like scripture. You have people that believe in the inerrant word of God, others say it's interpretive, and we run the same course when it comes to the Constitution, where you have a former president, Barack Obama, saying, well, the Constitution is actually elastic, whatever that means. But what I guess the main signal that he was telling everybody was that, the founding fathers didn't exactly mean what they said. They said.
Right, or that they're what they said evolved, like the meaning of it evolves. But that goes very back, and Christianity has this too, to the rule of law. If you really are going to have, what's the point of a constitution that is supposed to limit how we act, limit how our government acts, and let us know how those limits are supposed to be applied if it's going to change all the time? That really is trying to claim the rule of law, but sneaking back in the rule of human beings and allowing people to manipulate the rules rather than be forced to follow the rules. And that happens with the Bible, that also happens, as we can see here, with the Constitution, and just undermines the whole principle. It really makes it all about power and what you can get and what you can manipulate, not what justice and good are.
Well, he's the assistant professor of politics at Hillsdale College. Professor Adam Carrington has been with us. Professor, as we wrap things up, we've got about 30 seconds left. How about some hope here? How do we get back on track and embrace these constitutional principles that will return us to the rule of law?
I think educate yourself, educate your neighbors, be willing to be involved in politics, and elections matter. Vote and keep voting for the Constitution and for liberty.
Amen. Adam Carrington, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Professor, thank you much for being with us. Appreciate it.
A pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug annual enrollment period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, and people with Medicare are reviewing their health insurance options for 2020. Choosing a Medicare plan for you or your loved one can seem overwhelming, so it's smart to understand your options. Jeffrey Fernandez of Humana.
It is important to have all the information to choose the right Medicare plan. In addition to costs, be sure to take into account the network of doctors and hospitals, the list of medications that the Medicare prescription plan covers, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you choose the best plan for you and your loved ones.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare or call a licensed sales agent at 1-800-213-5286 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time 7 days a week.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Around a dozen wildfires are blazing across California. In the northern part of the state, the Kincade Fire that broke out Wednesday has been eating up land at a rapid pace.
Currently, the fire stands at 16,000 acres. We have made 5% containment. We do have 49 structures confirmed destroyed.
CAL FIRE's Mike Park says evacuation orders for as many as 2,000 residents remain in effect. Longtime Congressman Elijah Cummings will be laid to rest in Baltimore this morning. A funeral service getting underway shortly. It will include remarks from former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, as well as Hillary Rodham Clinton and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A new deal between GM and the UAW is expected to be approved in a vote that wraps up later today. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
America, as always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, after the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team secured their fourth World Cup victory, which is most incredible, you heard chants of equal pay, erupting throughout the stadium, referring to their pay discrimination lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation. And as a result, Congress introduced legislation to close the pay gap in national sports teams. Now, the fight for equal pay for equal work does not stop at soccer stars. According to a recent survey, nearly one in three women feel that there's a gender gap when it comes to workplace opportunity, with little sign of improvement. Well, Doris Savron is going to be joining us. She's the Vice Provost of Academic Colleges with the University of Phoenix. And we're going to talk about, equal pay with men and women and how they view equality in the workplace when it comes to compensation. Doris, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's talk about the differences between how men and women view gender equality in the workplace.
So we identified two particular questions where there's a gap between male and female respondents. The first one was a question around equal opportunity to show worth in the workplace. Men responded at an 85% positive rate, where women responded at a 73% positive rate. When we looked at the equal pay opportunity question, though, we saw an even bigger gap. Males responded with 79% positive response, and women responded with only 65% positive response. So we're still seeing that there's gaps in perception of equality as well through this survey.
Now, this differential, perception-based, or are we talking about looking at paychecks and looking at a comparative compensation scale?
Well, Well, there's definitely research out there. I mean, you highlighted the U.S. soccer team where there was definitely evidence when we looked at what they got paid compared to male counterparts. But there is other research out there, and they continue to put research out there around looking at specific experiences where all things are equal, with specific responsibility where they're similar, and then hourly rates, and they're still showing that there's a gap. And some of those studies range from anywhere from women getting paid 75 cents to 90 cents on the dollar. So there's still gaps even there when they're looking at that data.
I see. Yeah, the reason I ask that is because I know in my experience in the radio business, for example, and particularly in marketing and sales, I mean, if you could produce, you got commission. It wasn't a situation where women got less commission. It was always the same. There was parity. And, can you produce? So I guess in that sense, we were very fortunate, but in other places, maybe not so fortunate.
Right. And that's where we advocate for, I mean, publishing salary ranges and what job, salaries are, because that's not published normally. And so then you know exactly where you stack up against what the ranges are, and it can open up some dialogue. If you feel like you're on the low end of the range, you can have a dialogue of what does it take to get to the higher end of the range. So you don't have that visibility. It's very clear in sales where you do this, you get this. You don't see that in most positions. And so there's, and obviously there have been some successes too. We've had accomplishments. You see women in pretty high level positions and sitting on boards, but there's still a gap on when you look at how many women are in the workforce compared to what percentages make up those roles. We still have to close some of that gap, but we've definitely seen improvements.
Mm-hmm. Well, Doris, how can women self-advocate for career advancement?
Well, first thing is just highlighting their successes and accomplishments. You know, teams are large. Managers don't always get to see that unless you bring it up. And so advocating for what they've been able to accomplish is important. Speaking up when there's an issue or problem that arises, speaking up with not just the issue or problem, but what can we do to solve it so it shows their capabilities and creativity. The other one is just making sure there's a conversation about their career goals, like where do they want to go long-term? What does that mean for closing any gaps? Do they need to get more education? Do they need to get more experience? Can they take on special projects to close some of that gap? So it creates just transparency in the conversation on knowing what they need to do to be able to be considered for that next promotion opportunity.
Exactly. One of the values I've trained on and have helped others to appreciate was, one of the core values was that you would have a fair chance to win.
Right.
And you, not necessarily you're winning at somebody else's expense, but that you have a fair shot at it. And I'm glad to hear you say that we are making some inroads here, because the bottom line of all this is, whether you're male or female, is, because if you win, we all win, right?
Correct. And organizations win.
Right.
There's data that shows when your leadership team is more diverse, and that includes gender, you perform better as an organization because you have more diversity in ideas and solutions and experiences. And so we all win when that happens.
Well, and there's a reason, that we can celebrate diversity. And when it is, celebrated and embraced, what comes in terms of solutions, what comes to the solution table is that much more richer, isn't it?
Exactly. And you made a good point before where it's really solving the problem where everybody gets a chance to win, and it's not giving one person a chance to win at the expense of somebody else getting a less of a chance to fix the problem. So,
Some of this is a bit of a process. I mean, I think the fact that we're even talking about it, as you say, there's a bit of, self-advocacy that has to take place, even though, we're trained, well, you shouldn't brag about yourself. But, but there's ways to, come to the forefront and make sure that, or at least give you a little bit a better opportunity at getting credit for all your hard work.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, because sometimes, unfortunately, people find out that you were really the one and the asset when you've left the company, right?
Right. True.
And sometimes that's okay, too, because if you find yourself being a round peg in a square hole, I mean, the one thing is about, living in a capitalistic environment is that you can go out and, sell yourself to others. And, and this is what we're finding out right now in today's economy is people are having a better opportunity of making more per hour because guess what? The advantages to the employee and the hardworking employee. And they're starting to find that, their price per hour is increasing in a positive way. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, women definitely have choices. And then if enough of the women leave an organization, that's a heads up to other leaders in the organization on how, why are we losing talent? And that might be the incentive they need to make some changes in that organization.
Yeah, without a doubt. And sometimes people have to learn the hard way. And I say, sometimes you have to fall off the roof to realize gravity still exists. And, you know, we've got, like you say, you've got talent there. And what do you, you know, at the essence of any organization is you want to hold on to, you know, to quality talent. There's no doubt about it. So how can both women and men work together to improve workplace equality?
One of the ways to do that is to just create mentorship opportunities. So senior leader males willing to participate in mentoring other up-and-coming leaders is important. If unfair practices are uncovered, really working through that and making sure to resolve those issues. Some organizations are pretty innovative and they're posting, like I said earlier, salary ranges. So being transparent in how and what decisions are made around salaries can help just continue to empower people to have that conversation. And I would say just looking at language, how decisions are made, are we really, do we have a process in place where we're really identifying all talented individuals, and are we doing anything to help them grow and progress in the organization? So yeah. Looking at the whole structure and how the decisions are made around that would be helpful too.
Well, we're talking with Doris Savaron. She's the Vice Provost of Academic Colleges at the University of Phoenix. Her career spans 25 years in healthcare, information technology, and academia. She held a number of leadership roles in her tenure with the University of Phoenix. You know, I'm glad to hear you say also that, another core value I hold to is that, you know, people's talents and gifts have to be exercised and developed. When I was looking into organizations and I could see where there were problems, a lot of times I found that you had what I call round pegs and square holes, where you had very talented and gifted people whose talents were just lying there dormant. Boy, if that won't frustrate an employee any quicker, I don't know what will. So I appreciate what you're saying about, you know, people having that ability, that fair opportunity in a workplace to exercise those gifts and talents.
Pretty powerful when you get somebody matched to what they're good at and what they're passionate about to doing that actual work.
Boy, you imagine that's win, 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 win all the way around. And, you know, businesses, you know, and, you know, as well, not only for the mentor, the mentee, I mean, everybody's blessed as a result of that, right?
Exactly.
Well, Doris, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
They can go to phoenix.edu to get more details around our discussion.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's also where you can listen live no matter where you are, 24-7. Download any of the podcasts of all the expert guests that we have for you, because we're givers. We just pass it on to you. It's absolutely free with our love and compliments. Danny Huerta joins us now, the VP of Parenting and Youth at Focus on the Family. Hey, Danny, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing well. How about you?
Well, I got it. To be honest with you, Danny, I am of heavy heart, and a lot of parents are right now. Those that are feeling for Toby Mack and their family with the announcement that their son, True, passed away yesterday. I got the news. That was, from a family friend, said this wasn't open, you know, for announcement. So I couldn't say anything, but it was very difficult when I got the news that Toby's son had passed. Toby was in Canada on a tour. I saw him on the West Coast, just a couple of months ago. And, but I didn't, not his son, but I saw Toby and, was greatly entertained, as you always are at a Toby Mac concert. But I'll tell you, my heart is broken and I'm really upset about this.
Well,
I'm a bit surprised because, I didn't know Toby personally, but I can relate, to having a young son who finds himself in a desperate position.
Mm.
And
yeah, when a parent loses a child, there's no words to even describe the amount of grief and pain and sickness you feel in the stomach. I've traveled that journey with a few families in counseling. It's a tough journey. It is a tough one.
Well, for some reason, Danny, this one has really, I am really upset with the devil for this.
Mm-hmm.
That the devil would come in and attack, one of our own who is, guilty of inspiring people. I'm talking about Toby and his family, how they've inspired and ministered to us. And, the devil got one here. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we have got to understand that the spiritual battle and the war to the death that we are fighting here is serious.
It's real. I mean, we, as a staff at Focus on the Family, we pray all the time for Jim Daly as he travels. And,
right.
And certainly now Toby Mack, our team will be praying for him They did not know that. And I think we need to be praying for each other. The spiritual battle is real, and our families are on the line, and we need to be praying diligently for God's strengthening, God's filling, and God's protection.
Amen. Especially for our leaders who are out there, you know, doing the ministry, that are sharing the gospel. They're the ones, particularly with the target on the back. I mean, just as, you know, the evil one came after Jesus, and look what happened. As predicted, the Bible said, look, if you strike the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. And my prayer is that the sheep would come together in a dramatic, resounding manner by the grace of God to fortify themselves with the full armor of God and realizing the spiritual battle, you know, and what we're fighting for. We're fighting for our kids, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, daily, we love to, in our home, as now my son, 16, drives off to school with my daughter, we wave from the window, knowing that we're never guaranteed another day.
Right.
We say goodbye to each other, and we love each other every moment we get, right?
And exactly.
On this earth, and we know God is with us everywhere we go.
Well, Danny, it's going to be hard to switch gears, but we had a transition. So forgive me, and thank you for allowing me to express and be a bit emotional here, but this is real for me, and I got to tell you, in part, I'm you know, I've gotten bad news, as you have, and you've dealt with this, but this one has really hit me, as you can tell. And
Toby Mack, we love Toby Mack in our home, even though I don't know him personally, and focus on the family. We've done a lot with Toby, and we really love his family. We love him. We love what he does, and are real thankful for how he served in God's kingdom and how he's used the skills and talents God has given him. And we will be diligently praying for he and his wife as they lead their family through this time. Yeah.
Well, and his wife, Amanda, is involved with a dear friend. They do a weekly Bible study at a prison ministry. Every week they meet together. I mean, this is a giving, this is a service-oriented family that is, you know, a stellar example for us all. And, you know, God bless Toby Mack and his family. Let's talk, if we can. We've got Halloween coming up, and, you know, we've addressed this topic before. But here we are a year later, Danny, and, you know, how do we prepare our kids to, you know, to understand what Halloween is all about, and how can that be redeemed?
Yeah, and it seems to come up every year on us, huh, Bill?
Yeah, it does.
it recycles. What I like to talk to my kids about is this is an opportunity to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity to have some fun laughs with friends, but there's a real evil side to it that's very real. And we know that Hollywood and other places are trying to make it as real and in the evil sense as possible with the incredibly vivid movies that they put out. And there is a sense of thrill for sensation seekers, for teenagers, to go to some of these really scary movies. The horror movies that seem to have more and more spiritually dark elements to them. And that's an interesting conversation between parents and their kids. You know, what is it that you want to do on Halloween? That's a great question to ask first.
Yes.
And then explore that. Why do you think you want to do that? And with young kids, you get to set the tone. With teenagers, you get to set boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it requires a lot of intentional conversation.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent, and also preparation.
Right.
And some young kids ask, when did Halloween start? And you can definitely find a lot of history on the internet. And basically, it was based out of fear of mm-hmm. evil spirits coming in, and they dressed up in costumes in the ancient Celtic times. And then it was basically All Hallows or All Saints Eve Day. And mm-hmm. there's an interesting history to it. But now, in the reality of it all, it's very consumeristic. Over $6 billion is spent on that day, but there's a lot of opportunity for fun. You can dress up as Bible characters and take those on and talk about why you chose that Bible character or other fun characters. And that you like about those and why you're wanting to embody that in your costume. And that can be a fun conversation with kids.
Exactly. Well, and part of the aspect of Halloween in a world of anonymity that we live in, as you know, and you and I have discussed this at length regarding social media, everything by anonymous, the mask, you know, contributes to this. And this opens up some avenues of conversation as well with our kids, the ones that are at that level to think, okay, well, you know, what does the mask represent? And what are we trying to present by, wearing that mask?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, our spirit begins within our thoughts, and sometimes costumes expose what's going on inside of a person. It exposes some darker sides of our humanity. And research has actually confirmed that, recently reading one where they wanted to see how kids would handle if they would grab extra candy with a costume, completely anonymous. Mm-hmm. And if they would grab less if they weren't anonymous. And it's true. They took as much candy as possible when they were costumed and anonymous.
Right.
And when they were exposed, they took the right amount. So it does change the choosing and the behaviors that kids have. And if you think about the teenage parties and different places that kids could go to, as parents, we need to be vigilant and really be okay with putting boundaries that need to be put in place for our kids, even if they're unhappy. There are plenty of ways to have fun, or even just, I know some families that choose to watch a family movie and completely ignore the holiday, or the day.
The events. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And then there's some others that participate in fun ways. And then there's the other extreme where they build haunted houses in their home and they go all in. And, there's a wide range within our Christian circles of what they do. Mm-hmm. And for some kids, it is very exciting to be scared. It presents a sense of thrill. So find fun ways that are away from the evil to have some fear. Stretch yourselves. We have Live Out Your Faith challenges. Maybe that's a good place to start, where you do something positive and challenge yourself that way.
Well, Danny, and I love how the churches and communities have come up with ideas, you know, trunk or treat, to offer some sort of healthy, a healthy alternative to it, because we know, over the years, there's just been, you know, some bad stuff that's gone on. You know, candy has been infused with things other than candy, and and the deal is, the fact of the matter is that we are playing with the occult. And the Bible is clear, is that you can't expect to put, you know, hot coals in your lap and not get burnt. So we need to be wise about this and do this in the context of the structure and the culture of today. As you know, a lot different than you and I were growing up. And it just seems with each succeeding generation, there's more pressure. And so for these young parents today, their hands are full in trying to manage, what we've handed off to them.
Yes, they do. And, you know, if you want more information to spur conversation between you and your kids, go to focusonthefamily.com/parenting, and we'll have articles related to the topic today and plenty of others as you think through how to parent your kids.
And I think they're going to be surprised at the answers they'll get, right, Danny?
Oh, yes. Yes, they will.
I mean, these kids are a lot smarter than you give them credit for, and, it could be interesting. So look forward to do that. So check out Focus on the Family. Danny Huerta, the Vice President of Parenting and Youth at Focus. Thank you, Danny. Appreciate it. God bless.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Drew.